A global food brand addresses food insecurity in its own backyard. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Hormel Foods Corporation has more than 40 product brands marketed in more than 80 countries around the world. Company President and CEO Jim Snee.
What we've come to realize is in our hometown of Austin, Minnesota, the food insecurity rate of approximately 10% hadn't changed in a decade. And lots of good work, lots of really strong resources, but the impact wasn't being felt.
Snee and his wife Tammy felt something needed to be done, and the Hometown Food Security Project was started. Tammy Snee.
So if people are hungry, they're not learning in school, they're not able to perform in their jobs, and they also feel disenfranchised from the community if they're struggling just to make ends meet and they're worrying that their kids aren't going to get fed. So we thought the biggest impact that we can make is get that part fixed. We can come together and address that.
For example, with Thanksgiving coming up, the project is giving out more than 3,000 turkeys this Saturday to folks who come to the fairgrounds in Austin to pick one up. Additional turkeys are being donated to food banks in several other nearby communities. My thanks to AgriPulse for the audio clips. There's a link to their conversation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.